You're listening to Soap Dirt, the latest in television entertainment news.
Hey there, Days of Our Lives fans. Belinda from Soap Dirt, and I've got your two-week spoilers. These run from Monday, April 29th, all the way through Friday, May 10th. We have got so many big storylines exploding. We've got the pawn. We've got marriages. We've got people in bed together that shouldn't be. We have a big baby secret set to explode. Somebody's been radiated and is sick as a dog. And huge, huge, volatile, nasty showdowns coming these next 2 weeks. I'm going to unpack all of this for you, but if you haven't, please reach down, click subscribe so you don't miss any of our day's updates. Now let's dive right in with the action on Monday, April 29th. Brady spends some time bonding with his bratty little daughter, Rachel Black. Oh my gosh, she is such a mini Kristen, is she not? And he is heading out to chaperone her field trip because Kristen doesn't want to be around all those noisy little kids. But Brady will take what he can get, and good for him. Kayla Brady pushes Steve Johnson to go smooth things over with his bestie, John Black. And of course, Constantine did his best to drive a wedge in there the other day, reminding John that Steve was facilitating his work as an assassin by voluntarily working for Victor Kitiakis as the handler of the pawn. Trip and Wendy pack their bags. They're leaving town. Looks like they're going to Hong Kong to see the rest of the Shen family. I certainly hope they find Lee Shen over there alive and well, because I'm pretty certain he's not murdered. Constantine needs help from Teresa. He has signed the prenup and Maggie put it in the safe, but he is pressuring Teresa to get a hold of it. She doesn't want to hear it. He's not going to give up. We're going to revisit this later in these 2 week spoilers. Teresa is furious at Alex Kitiakis because he spent the night warming Kristen DeMara's sheets. And, you know, as far as he's concerned, this plan to win back Teresa isn't going to stop him from doing what he usually does. I mean, Teresa's kind of playing with fire by manipulating him, because with Constantine encouraging her, she got him all worked up and turned on and then walked away from him. And Kristen was happy to step in and, you know, enjoy the fruits of her labors. So maybe Teresa needs to rethink her strategy. Tuesday, April 30th, Constantine has control of John and issues orders for the pawn. I'm suspecting there's something to do with Steve. Julie is very upset when she hears that Maggie Horton plans to marry Constantine. Now, Julie hasn't really been hating on him. She's kind of been, you know, taking a wait and see attitude, but this whole marriage thing doesn't make sense. Maggie's insistence it's in name only. Maggie's insistence that she has to marry him to make up for what Victor did to him. None of that is rational. Nobody likes this wedding plan except for Constantine and Maggie herself, who feels like she's obligated to do it, which is not a good reason to get married. Marlena sits down with Everett Lynch. She corners him out in Town Square. And, you know, he was lying about going to therapy in front of Stephanie, but Marlena couldn't call him out because of doctor-patient confidentiality. But she's not going to let him get away with this. And she wants to know why he's not coming to therapy. And I think he's not coming to therapy because Bobby is breaking through at last. And I'm sure we're going to see lots more of Bobby Stein in May sweeps. Chanel Dupree is very sick on Tuesday. Paulina and Johnny are very worried, and well, they should be. Wednesday, May 1st, Nicole is completely shocked to find out Eric Brady is also working at The Spectator. She landed that reporter job, and then immediately EJ wanted to use her influence there to write a nasty story about Paulina to try and get her booted as mayor because he wants that job. EJ just cannot stop. And Nicole and Eric working in very close confines at The Spectator. Well, that's kind of interesting, and it's going to lead to big things during sweeps. Chanel's health continues to spiral. She has been radiated by her mother by that radioactive iodine treatment, because if you've ever ridden in the cabin of a snowplow or a tractor, any kind of heavy equipment thing like that, the cabins are pretty small. They're meant for one person, and they had two people in there, which means she was right on top of radioactive mama. And boy, is Paulina going to feel guilty about this. Sloan and Eric have yet another fight about money. She keeps lying to him. And he already, you know, traced her over to the inn. And then she and Leo told him this BS story that he really had no choice but to believe, but I don't think he really believes. And EJ is pressing forward with his plan to get Paulina out as mayor because she criticized him accurately and justifiably for what he has done. And he wants to be mayor. He wants to be the head of DeMera. He probably wants to be DA if he still could. I mean, is he running for president? What is the deal? Thursday, May 2nd, we have Kristen and Stefan working on their plan to get EJ blocked from the CEO seat at DeMera Enterprises. Remember, Stefan said he would throw all his weight and influence behind Kristen if she would help him get Gabby out of prison. So they're trying to also figure out who really killed Lee Shin. That should be interesting. And Sloan tells Leo, you're cut off. The gravy train is over. No more money from me, man. And that's going to come back to bite her very soon. Marlena talks to Roman about how much she's worried about John Black. Eric and Nicole are finding out that they work very well together. And Ava and Harris again search the bistro for the black book of drug contacts that Clyde wants. Friday, May 3rd, Leo goes to EJ and almost gets choked to death when he brings up the subject of his dead son. But then Leo tells him, your son is alive. And that's going to lead to a nasty, nasty showdown between EJ and Sloan. Nicole talks to Marlena about being worried about Holly, but also just conflicted feelings about EJ and residual feelings about Eric Brady. Eric asks Sloan, is Leo blackmailing you? Of course she's going to lie. And Maggie tells John and Marlena she's getting married, and boy, they don't like it either. Then the week of May 6th through 10th, starting on Friday the 3rd and continuing on to Monday the 6th, EJ and Sloan are going to have a knockdown, drag-out showdown. EJ has imperfect information. From Leo, he has been told that the baby that Sloan and Eric are raising is his and Nicole's baby, but it's not. It's Eric and Nicole's baby. And I think Sloan is going to hit him with that truth bomb to slow his roll, because I'm sure he's threatening to toss her in jail. But I do suspect that Sloan and EJ are going to cut a deal that will have the baby back in Nicole's arms, but with the caveat that they're going to pretend that it's EJ's baby in exchange for Sloan not going to prison. I did a big segment on this in my recent prediction, Days of Our Lives prediction video. Go over there and check it out. But I think I figured out how they're going to do it. Maggie is full speed ahead with wedding plans the week of May 6th over the protest of, you know, everybody in town. Constantine keeps pressuring Teresa because as they get closer to the wedding, it becomes more and more important that somebody get into that safe and destroy that prenup before it messes him up. I still am very worried that Constantine is going to try and marry Maggie and then kill her off to get all of Victor's money, because he is just a bad, bad, very bad man. Eric and Sloan's marriage is hanging by a thread by the second week of May, unless she can somehow derail his suspicions while still giving that baby back to Nicole. That's going to be very interesting. Kristen and Stefan amp up the pressure on EJ, who is facing turmoil on all sides of his life. Kristen keeps getting closer to Alex, which is driving Teresa mad with jealousy. Chanel is devastated by her diagnosis and the after effects of being exposed to the radiation. And of course, Paulina and Johnny are both affected. And the pawn has a mission that could destroy Steve's life. All right, those are all of our 2 week spoilers. Click subscribe if you have not. Definitely drop your comments and come back here, because we are talking Days of Our Lives 7 days a week. And as always, it's Belinda from Soap Dirt.
thank you for being a loyal listener. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, because you don't want to miss the next episode. Soap Dirt is on all the major podcast platforms, including Apple Podcast, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and more.